Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have traveled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first, followed by the Dutch, and then the English. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Animals that are unique only to Australia are the adorable wombats, the large flightless three-toed birds called emus, and kookaburras, members of the kingfisher family, and in fact, are the world's largest kingfisher. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS, and Midnight Oil. In 1993, sincere truth seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples today for the lecture, Meditating Wholeheartedly, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Sydney, Australia, on May 11, 1997.
Yes, Master. I encounter many difficulties and hardship in daily life.
Why is that? With what? Your husband, your work, money?
Yes, work, children, and parents. I just need to ask you to, you know, help me so I can, you know, progress. I can grow faster.
I cannot do this. This I cannot. This you have to do yourself.
I really, you know, want to try my best, you know, to grow faster. I cannot stabilize my, you know, concentration when I meditate because I have, you know, three children at home and a business to take care and, you know.
Where is your husband? What does he do?
We divorce.
Just do your best. Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I spend a lot of time, you know, at with the business, and I leave my children alone, and you know, and I feel very, you know, guilty to see.
You take them to your business, if you can, whenever you can, huh? And go with them on holiday and play with them whenever you're at home. And sometimes put them to work in a corner, and while you're working in another corner together, so they work their homework and you do your job, office work, things like that. Whatever you can take home, take some home and work with them and show them that you have to work like this, like that. You're busy every day like this and you try it's your best to be with them. Hmm? That's the situation. What else can you do?
Yeah.
I understand you. Don't worry about this, okay? So whenever you can be with the children, be with them. Whenever you can. Sleep with them at night, if you can. In the same room, not in the same bed because it's too small. And take them some time to your work, show them that you have to do this, you do that. Tell them that you'll be busy because you have to earn money. And make them involve your emotion. Share with them your problem. And then they will understand. The more they grow up, they understand you and they will not blame you, okay? And like this, you also feel better as a mother, no? Because you try your best. In a foreign land, it's very difficult. Maybe you find another woman somewhere in our group. Maybe put a post-advertisement in our meditation hall like, woman alone with three children, I seek another woman with three or four children. yeah, and then you can help each other. And the children sometimes when take turn to play in others' houses, things like that. And maybe help each other sometime and share the problem, huh? And let the children see that they are not alone in this situation. Share with them anything you want. Tell them. Tell them your difficulty you're feeling and your guilt by leaving them alone and all that. Let them know you care. Always tell them what you feel. At least they know you don't feel good. You feel bad. Leaving them alone so they know that it's not that you really want it. You have to. The children, they understand. At least you release yourself. Yeah? Tell them your difficulty. And sometimes they will comfort you and make you feel better. All right?
Yes.
And you can work together like that. Sometimes take them in your office or take them to on your consignment, you know, if you can. Tell them, this I have to do every day. That's why I cannot be with you. Because I have to earn money for four of us and show them the bill, electric bill, how much every month, food bill, everything. Show them that everything costs money and that's why you have to work and they will understand. Night, you're with them.
Yeah,
sleep together in one room. Okay? Let them know you're always with them whenever you can. That's about 8 hours at least a day. In the night. You play with them for a while and then all fall asleep. And you sleep there and they know you are there. You see? So you're all night with them. You tell them I'm all night with you. Just all day I'm busy. So half of the time I'm with you. Just tell them. Okay? No problem. You're more with them than any other mother. Working mother is always like that. Be happy, yeah? You see, okay, you have three kids and it's lovely. Anyhow, there's a problem with falling in love. We fall in love with a person, yeah? We imagine he's like that, like this, because when we fall in love, we only see the good side. And he only saw the good side, or you only saw the good side. And when you live together, you have to live with a character, the real character. And that's when we begin to be disappointed. You know why, what the reason why I write all that poem. But, you know, sometimes illusion is lovely, huh? Without illusion, sometimes we're even more bored, yeah? Sometimes men are jealous with their children, too. Mostly a woman takes care of children, huh? So she has hardly time to take care of the husband. So before marriage, you know, most people should be prepared for this or don't have children. If you protect your marriage, you have to know each other, what you really want, and how much can you bear. It's very, very difficult to live two together, you know, two different characters, different background, different thinking, different education, different idealism. It's already difficult to maintain, you know, the relationship. And jump in another two or three, oh my God, and crying all day long, and want this, want that. You really must really love each other so much, and must really be responsible, or else it doesn't work. The same idea, same idealism, it lasts longer. Huh? And can help each other understand each other and more patient, more tolerant, and kind of more deep love. Hey, I've just seen a good film on the airplane. The film was, is it? Yeah, with the Michelle Pfeiffer and... Huh?
One Fine Day.
One Fine Day, yeah. Watch that film again. But they have only one kid, it's easy to deal with. One kid is already a handful, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. You try, huh?
Yeah.
You try. Be happy that you have three kids. God takes care of them. Don't worry about this. God takes care of them. How about the orphan and all that? They'll be all right. Huh? God takes care of them. Huh? You do your best physically only.
Yeah.
Everything else will be okay.
But I feel very, very tired physically.
Okay, then you try your best, huh? I cannot help you so much except I pray for you. Yeah. All right?
Thank you, Master.
Things will always get better. I promise you, in another 10 years. Okay, let's make it 3 years. Huh? Okay, reduce to 3 years. Then you see, things will be better. Huh? You see. It could be shorter, but it depends on you. You know, after 3 years, you get used to it all this and you feel... If nothing's so important anymore. If not, then 5 years or 10 years. Yeah. Everything will be better. Can you get used to it? Whatever situation. I know you're very tired. Take more vitamin, okay? Eat more wholesome food. Don't eat much, but eat very nutritious food. Take a lot of vitamin, multivitamin. You know, the one multivitamin, you take one with breakfast, one with dinner. It's simple. Huh?
Yes.
Simple and won't forget. You just put it on your breakfast table. Your dining table, and another one pack, put it on your pillow, and then you won't forget. One in the morning, one evening, very simple, you won't forget. One at breakfast, or put it in your bag all the time, or put it wherever you always have to be. And you look at it, or in the fridge, whenever you open, you see it. Or tape it on the fridge, vitamin. Or tape it before you go out the door, tape on the door, vitamin. And give the children vitamin, give yourself vitamin. So whatever you do, okay? Just get yourself fit. get yourself physically fit. If we live, we have to live, you know. We have to do this. I have to take vitamin now, I tell you. And whatever doctor give me, I take. Huh? I have to drink a lot of water also. He says it's good for me. I don't know if it's good, but I do it. It feels better. Yeah, it cleans the body. Take more water. Take more vitamin. You can buy it at the counter. Very easy. The one that boosts you up, like vitamin B, huh? Vitamin E and all that, that boosts you up, make you feel good. Take care of yourself.
Dear yes. Master, I know you are a supreme master, but
I'm not.
Today I know...
You are.
Actually, I cannot find any question to ask. I used to have lots, but I became simple, very simple.
Yeah.
Very hard to find any question.
That's good.
It's very strange.
No, that means your high IQ a little higher. Only lower IQ was ask a lot of questions.
I tried hard to figure out, and I guess it's because like a lost sheep found her master, and she will happily follow and won't have any questions.
This is the way of speaking, but you're just content, you know, inside, very contented. Yes. I'm very happy now that you find nothing that's so important anymore, because actually it isn't. After maybe tomorrow we all die, or next day, or next year, or next month, whatever. What is this important that we can do here? Except whatever comes to us, we have to take care. Eh? Whatever demand from us, if we have to, if it's reasonable, then we have to take care. And then later we will leave. What is important here to know? What's important here to hold, to possess, right? So that's okay. Your high IQ is getting better.
That's good.
That's good.
I understand the song.
Yeah.
In Xinjiang province of China, Xinjiang province, there is a loving song, the lover singing to his beloved that I want to be a sheep.
So romantic.
Lying at your feet and have your sweet whipping every day.
Ah, you're so pure. Okay, continue. I continue meditate.
Is it because we are the all possibility and we're nothing, not any tangible, audible, or we may put it the other way?
We are everything and we're nothing. That's correct.
Yeah.
We can't say anything much in the future. We can't say what we have to do in order to be this. Because we just have to do what we do and we just have to be what we be. And at that exact moment, I just do whatever every moment.
师傅好。
Yeah。
今天早上我要去打坐厅的时候，突然间一边走一边哭，然后在打坐的时候也是一边走一边哭。
啊。
我以前也常常哭，可是不晓得是什么原因。今天早上好像有一点开悟的样子。
啊哈。
突然想到说，我一件很苦闷的事情。全世界大概只有师父能了解
啊，你问呢？
好像这开悟跟这见性的事情还是很遥远，跟我
怎么你要见什么性啊？
我要的就是开悟跟见这个佛性能够自在。
那你要看的是什么？
我就是希望能达到我自在的那种境界，就无所牵挂。
你现在不自在吗？
我就是因为不自在，所以我才会。
你为什么不自在？
我。就是因为我不能见心，
那你自己卡在那里才不自在啊？
是不是因为我年纪大了，这个没有办法集中注意力，还是我渴望太多？
你自己卡自己啊？
是我自己卡自己，那我怎么解掉这个结呢？
不要再渴望了，就看到了，嗯。
好，全部放下。
来。比方说你要看什么美人，她已经在你眼前，她说我就是啊啊，然后你一次眼睛闭起来说好渴望看我的美人，好渴望，那也会看到吗？当然看不到了，那个时候要看啊，不能在那边再渴望啊，每天打坐还看不到心，看到什么你还想，因为你自己认为佛是怎么样的样子啊，所以你看到什么你都拒绝啊，你认为那个不是，那个又不是，也是对，没有什么事啊，没有什么是佛的，也没什么不是佛的，那、啊、你自己要改，要抓一个样子嘛，就弄一个像出来，在头里面说，哇，佛应该这样，佛性应该那样，我要看，一定要看那个我要那个佛性，没有什么你要的东西的，嗯，你要改在那边哈。
谢谢。
哎，你放下那个嘎住的那个想法就 OK 了。
We truly appreciate your presence today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of this lecture. Coming up next is Healthy Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May joy and laughter warm your heart with love and caring.